U.S. Census officials are in Anchorage today in intensive training sessions with partnership specialists. The specialists will be on the front lines of collecting census data in Alaska villages, and as APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, they will be doing a thorough job come January.
That's right. In January of 2010, census gatherers will get started in Alaska. In every other state, the census starts in April. But as regional census official Ruben Del Valle tells us,
it will start earlier by 3 months, January 25th. The reason being is that if we start in the same time, well, by that time, most of the villagers in Alaska would have been gone, doing their fish fishing and things that they do for a living. So before the ice breaks up, we would like to do our enumeration or census in Alaska.
So census takers are paying careful attention to Alaska villages this year. Why? Barbara Fleek is a team leader for partnership specialists in Alaska.
It's important because we were really undercounted 10 years ago. And so the Census Bureau, really has put the focus on local hire in our villages and communities because that will increase the return rate for the questionnaire.
Fleek says every person truly does count. Census figures are used to determine federal and state funding for schools, health clinics, and other vital community services.
This time around, we're doing far more outreach, and we're working more closely with the local census office staff, because we want success in every arena that there is, including employment. And that's one of the things, too, is recruitment for local hire in local communities and in the villages.
A conference in Anchorage for census workers on Wednesday aimed at mobilizing village tribal leaders to equip them with the knowledge of where to get started. Fleek says that partnership assistants have been hired from villages through village corporations.
Another focus, what I've heard from the villages I've been to, bilingual. Because, of course, the areas that I cover, I mean, from the little tiny kids in Head Start, you know, to the elders, they're bilingual. You know, their first language is Yupik. And so we definitely want to hire local there because access is going to be easier.
Fleek encourages everybody in the state to be counted. There's only 10 questions on the census form, she says, and it only takes 10 minutes to answer them. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.